Pecos Bill, The Texan Super Cowboy, by Maggie Payne. Illustrations by Ricardo Figuera. Genre: Tall Tales are humorous stories with characters who have superhuman abilities. As you read, think about how the exaggerated details help explain many of the natural features of the land in the U.S. Question of the Week: What causes changes in nature? The story goes that when Pecos Bill was born near a famous river in Texas, the stars sparkled so brightly that there were no nights for a few days. In fact, it was a 72-hour-long bright, scorching day, and even though it was wintertime, the temperature rose so high that the ice caps from the western mountains started to thaw. Pecos' father was a lumberjack who used to travel around the state. On one of the family's journeys, baby Pecos fell off his parents' wagon and got lost in the untamed wilderness. In spite of his parents' efforts, Pecos was nowhere to be found. There are tales about his growing up with wild animals, coyotes, buffaloes, and snakes. The truth is that Pecos became a fearless and healthy young boy. He never thought twice when facing dangerous situations. Once, he saved an old cowboy from being bitten by a rattlesnake. He cut its head off and threw the body as far as the ocean. The cowboy was called Frank Bonnie, and he was so thankful that he took Pecos on at his ranch, where he taught him the basics of ranching. Pecos loved horses and was as wild as the broncos he rode. His favorite was a gray wild colt he called Silverado, who had injured and killed many cowboys trying to tame him. Pecos would brag about the ranch perched on his beloved horse. And as he rode around Texas, showing off his wonderful cowboy skills, roping cattle and handling his magical golden lasso, Pecos became a legendary character. Some years later, Frank Bonnie died. And as he did not have any living relatives, Pecos inherited the ranch. He was so popular in the area that crowds of people from all states used to visit Texas to learn more about his adventures. He was skinny, but very strong and skillful with his golden lasso. He was said to have roped 200 buffaloes together and driven them to his ranch. He also defended the farmers and ranchers from rustlers and bandits. One day, as Pecos was watching how the ranch hands were having a good time, roping some calves to be later branded, he had an idea. He gathered all the workers on the ranch and said, "Y'all listen, I have an announcement to make. We are going to have a contest at the ranch." "What kind of contest?" asked one of them. "Well, a rodeo contest, of course," Pecos answered with a grin. Everyone seemed delighted at the idea, but it was the first time that something like that would take place at the ranch. The workers helped Pecos to organize the event, and soon, word was sent to the neighboring states. In a few days, everyone knew about the rodeo contest at the ranch. There were no special requirements to participate, and many of the activities organized for the contest were based on the cowboys' daily duties, such as calf roping and bareback riding. But wagon racing and bull riding were Pecos' new contributions to entertain the crowds. The day came and Pecos was bursting with excitement. He was sure the event would be a success and an excuse to show off his abilities. And he was right. The ranch was crowded with people from everywhere around the country. They flocked around him, cheering him. He was by far the best rider in the area, or rather, in the country. Many contestants tried to beat him, but it was no use. He could not be outdone. The contest was coming to an end when a rough, rugged-looking cowboy turned up. He looked much stronger and taller than Pecos, and he was riding a shiny black stallion.
"I dare Pecos Bill to ride a bull for more than 6 minutes."
This was quite a challenge, since everyone knew that it was very difficult to stay on a bull for more than 8 seconds. People whispered around that the cowboy had been a famous lumberjack and that he was known for his unnatural strength. But Pecos stared at him and then burst out laughing, not scared by the dare at all.
"You first. Be my guest," he said in a mocking tone.
The fierce-looking cowboy got on the bull and held on to the rope with all his might. The animal went wild and tried to buck him off. The cowboy tried harder, but after 2 long and painful minutes, he was finally bucked off and fell heavily on the ground. Luckily, he was not badly hurt, but his features had changed completely. He was no longer the proud-looking man who had challenged Pecos. He now looked completely defeated. And now it was Pecos' turn. With his typical gait and a smirk on his face, he got on the wildest bull on the ranch. The animal started spinning and leaping, but he controlled the wild beast in a matter of seconds and, boastfully, took out his golden lasso and roped all the bulls on the ranch together to show off his unequaled skills. People say he stayed mounted on the bull for hours as he went around the state roping all the bulls and buffaloes he came across. And when he was finally satisfied, he threw them far away, as far as Arizona, where they landed with a terrible thud, opening a steep canyon. Another time, there was a terrible drought in Texas. All the crops had withered and dried, and the farmers were hopeless. On one of these poverty-stricken farms lived Emma with her family. Emma was a strong-willed and hard-working young Texan girl. She was really worried about her family's future and, having heard about Pecos and his incredible feats, she thought he could help them. Nobody took her seriously, but she was going to prove them wrong. So, one day, she secretly left the farm, determined to find Pecos. As she walked through the barren lands, choking on billows of dust, she sadly remembered the once green pastures and crops, the cattle, the sheep, the goats. All gone now. She had drawn a map to get to what she believed was Pecos's ranch, but it was no use. She seemed to be plodding in a nightmare, unable to see beyond her own hands because of the continuous clouds of dust. Dust, dust, dryness, and drought. Dust, dust, dryness, and death. However, she would not give up, and peering her way through the plains, she eventually got to Pecos' ranch. It had been a long and difficult journey, and Emma was exhausted, thirsty, and covered with dust, but her natural beauty caught Pecos' attention the moment she came into sight. Now, Pecos was as boastful as he was skillful and brave. He was forever bragging about all the girlfriends he had had. So he swaggered toward the exhausted girl, chewing some tobacco leaves and waving his cowboy hat playfully. But when their eyes met, he was paralyzed. Pecos stared at Emma for some seconds, although it seemed a lot longer to her. He was lost in Emma's beautiful brown eyes and was unable to speak. Emma was delighted to be face to face with Pecos and did not hesitate to introduce herself and to explain the reason of her visit. Pecos promised to help her. However, he knew it would be no easy task. How could he fight against the terrible drought that had been affecting the area for months? He asked Emma to wait for him at his ranch, where she would be well looked after, and he set off the following morning. For many days he rode and rode on his brave Silverado, looking for a trace of water. It was no use. He only witnessed devastating scenes: the scorched pasture land, the dead livestock, and the poverty-stricken farmers leaving behind their farms and ranches.
But Pecos would find his way. He knew the stars were going to guide him, as they had always done. In fact, as he thought of the stars, he remembered his birthplace near the river, which had later been named after him. And there he dashed. He rushed like the wind, creating whirlwinds of dust all along the dry plains. When he got to the river, the green landscape and the water flowing down from the falls relaxed him. But he had no time to waste. He persuaded some ranchers to help him take some water to the drier areas in their wagons. He was sure that it would not be a solution to the drought, but it would help. For days and nights, everyone collected water and managed to load 100 wagons. The local people were delighted to help Pecos, who entertained them with incredible stories as they harnessed the horses to the carts and wagons. After a week of hard work, the wagons were ready. However, the wagons were too heavy, and the process was slow. Then, Pecos had a brilliant idea. He tied his golden lasso to the first wagon in the caravan and then asked the ranchers and farmers to rope each wagon to the one behind. That night, Pecos rode on his beloved Silverado for hours, pulling the line of wagons along the dry land. The next morning, he arrived on his ranch, tired but excited. He knew the water would bring some relief to the farms and ranches for a while. What he did not realize was that, as he had dashed through the land that night, the wheels of the 100 wagons had opened a deep rut in the dry soil. Water was miraculously springing up, creating a long, winding river from his birthplace all the way to the ranch. That morning, farmers and ranchers woke up to a new beginning. The river brought relief to their dry lives and prosperity to the surrounding areas. Everyone cheered Pecos. He was a hero. Emma was exhilarated at the news of this new river and suggested naming it Grande, after its creator. Grande meaning big or great in Spanish. The region enjoyed a time of prosperity and bonanza. Emma and Pecos got married and settled down on Pecos's cattle ranch. They loved each other deeply, and they shared their days riding and looking after the cattle. It was quite a scene to admire the loving couple riding, bucking, and twisting broncos and breaking untamed colts at the rodeos they organized. The roaring crowds would gather around them and go mad, clapping and cheering their names. However, after some months, and without any notice, the weather turned against them again. The Grande River, which had brought them back to life, turned out to be a temporary relief. It was gradually drying out. A terrible drought slowly destroyed all their efforts, hopes, and dreams. This time, Pecos took a more drastic decision. If a river was not the solution, he would have to bring rain to the region. He mysteriously disappeared for some days. Emma waited patiently for many days and, when Pecos finally returned, something strange happened. Huge gray clouds covered the bright sky. Suddenly, there was a loud clap of thunder, and the first thick drops of water started to fall. They sizzled as they hit the hot soil. Everybody was stunned. For days and days, it rained harder and harder. Water flowed everywhere. Nature flourished. Plants bloomed. Animals could breed. The rain continued for months. The rivers, once dry, overflowed and covered huge areas of land. When the rain finally stopped, the landscape had completely changed. Part of the ocean had risen on the southeast coast, and a beautiful gulf had been created. The story goes that Pecos later boastfully confessed to his hand in this change. Apparently, he had ridden all the way to California and roped clouds from far away, bringing rain and creating what we know now as the Gulf of Mexico, one of the largest bodies of water in the world. Who knows? After all, wasn't Pecos a superhuman cowboy? Or so they say.